Welcome to Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick from Holistic Chiropractic Center at Liberty Village in Stillwater. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, keep listening. Healthy Living features topics, tips, and tricks for a healthier you. And now, Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick.
If you have a nagging health problem, please give me a call to make an appointment at 651-342-2083. Putting the health back into healthcare, this is Dr. David Wick, and the number is 651-342-2083. In the past several weeks, I've covered many principles relating to gut health, such as removing those things that cause inflammation and impair digestion, replacing those things with options that can help the gut heal and improve digestive abilities. If you missed any of those tips, you could find information at my website, drdavidwick.com. The audio features are archived at klbbradio.com. In this final look at digestion for a while, I'd like to concentrate on a few more nutrients that can help the gut repair itself. Many praises have been sung favoring L-glutamine as a helper for those with leaky guts. This amino acid, a building block of proteins, is naturally found in the body and usually in adequate amounts. In the cases of certain traumas, injuries, or other extreme stresses, it has been used to aid in wound healing and providing the so-called fuel that many body cells need to keep the immune system and other essential processes running as they should. Other support for rebuilding the gut include natural anti-inflammatory nutrients such as antioxidants and omega-3 fatty acids. Be cautioned, though, that not all supplemental products are created equal. Really check the quality of the supplier, as some of these products may not live up to their claims. It's also good to know that, as in the case of omega-3s, a little goes a long way. While some of that helpful fatty acid can be anti-inflammatory, too much of it will cause other problems. As with all oils, we want to avoid rancidity, and omega-3s tend toward rancidity pretty easily. These should be kept away from sunlight, air, and heat as much as possible. Lastly today, we want to keep in mind that many non-nutritional factors influence gut health. Some experts contend that as much as 80% of gut troubles are caused by stress. It's also well accepted that sleep and exercise have impacts on the gut. As with so many things in nature, too much or too little of these lifestyle factors can have detrimental effects. I encourage you to stay tuned to Healthy Living as we will flesh out more details about these factors in the weeks ahead.
For more information on Healthy Living, visit drdavidwick.com. To benefit from Dr. Wick's holistic chiropractic, call 651-342-2083, 651-342-2083. Join us again for Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick next week at this time.